EPA Administrator Michael Regan told Ag Reporters, "The agency's hands are tied when it comes to the chlorpyrifos ban. EPA had to prove to the courts that there was no adverse impacts on public health, including pregnant women and children."
That is an extremely high hurdle scientifically, one that the agency just could not meet. When the courts tie our hands in that regard, I don't think the agency wins, nor do our farming community. So what we're hopeful of, and listen, EPA has struggled with the Endangered Species Act for decades. This is nothing new. EPA is struggling from a budgetary standpoint as well to have the staff on board to really look at how quickly we can get replacements in the market through our scientific process.
That doesn't mean agricultural groups aren't still trying to get chlorpyrifos back. 20 agriculture groups, including the American Soybean Association and the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, are suing the EPA for denying the use of the product. The groups also want EPA to improve their pesticide review process. When the EPA says a product is safe, they need to back that up with science. American Sugar Beet Growers Association Executive Vice President Luther Marquardt says that's a longer-term challenge.
We will continue to strive to work to defend the products that we have and hopefully move alternative products through the pipeline. But again, those are longer-term processes.
In the meantime, the litigation is moving forward in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. According to the American Soybean Association, a briefing schedule is set. The initial brief is due in less than 2 weeks. EPA will then need to respond by the end of July, and the agriculture groups will issue a response brief due back in early September. Our Washington Watch coverage is presented by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.